Amendment number three. Chair, Secretary will read the amendment.
Floor Amendment Three by Ratliff.
Chair recognizes Senator Ratliff on the amendment number three.
Mr. President, Mayor, wait a minute. I'm looking at 4A. Do I have a three? Thank you, Mr. President. Members, Floor Amendment number three reinstates current law. During committee deliberations, we agreed to move adult education, which I had taken out of the TEA, to put adult literacy and adult education back into the TEA. This amendment is simply consistent with that, also puts the administration of the GED test back within the TEA.
Question is on the adoption of the amendment. Is there objection? The chair here is none. The amendment is adopted. Following floor amendment number four by Senator Ratliff, Secretary will read the first paragraph.
Floor Amendment 4 by Ratliff amends CSSB number 1 as follows. In Section 2 of the bill in proposed
Mr. President.
Chair recognizes Senator Ratliff on the amendment.
Mr. President, this bill, this amendment is another sort of cleanup bill, cleanup amendment. Items 1 through 6, 12, 15 to 16 clarify that the accountability, performance, and rating measures and campus report cards apply to home rule districts, special purpose districts, and open enrollment charter schools. 7 through 10 move the AEIS, Academic Excellence Indicator System, to performance report the number of students in the alternative education programs. It moves from the department performance report to the AEIS, the percentage of students exempted from state assessments. And number 11 condenses the campus report card list by simply saying it covers AEIS rather than the long list of those items. It adds one item, and that is the percentage of graduating students who meet course requirements established by the State Board of Education for the recommended high school program. I move adoption of the amendment.
Excuse me, the following amendment to the amendment by Senator Ratliff. Secretary will read the amendment.
Amendment 4A, strike Section 3 of Floor Amendment 4.
Chair recognizes Senator Ratliff on the amendment to his amendment.
Mr. President, I'm told that this is necessary in order not to run afoul of a later amendment that Senator Harris has, and that we'll come back and fix that later if his amendment is adopted. So it's a technical nature.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the question is on adoption of the amendment to the amendment. Is there objection? Chair hears none. It's so ordered. Chair now moves, Senator Ratliff moves to the adoption of the amendment as amended. Is there objection? Chair hears none. It's so ordered. Following floor amendment number six by the Senator from Titus, Senator Ratliff, Secretary will read the amendment, first paragraph.
Floor Amendment 6 by Ratliff. In Section 2 of the bill in proposed Section 7.105, appeals.
Chair recognizes.
Okay. I'm ready.
Chair stands at ease a moment. Ladies and gentlemen, this is very difficult. There's many amendments as there are, floor amendments to amendments to the amendment. It's only natural that paperwork is just inundating the senators in the room. On whose motion?
Floor Amendment 5 by Barrientos.
Senator Barrientos, I believe it'd be proper if you would please to make a motion to withdraw amendment number 5.
Mr. President, members, I am withdrawing my amendment number 5 and offering it as an amendment to Senator Ratliff's number 6 in a moment when proper.
All right, lady, is there objection? Chair hears none, it's so ordered. All right, now we're on track again, ladies and gentlemen. The question is now, Chair recognizes Senator Ratliff on floor amendment number 6.
Thank you, Mr. President. Members, this is the entire issue of the procedures by which a teacher may be suspended or terminated by a school district. It is a complex subject because we have probationary contracts, term contracts, and continuing contracts. We have circumstances whereby a teacher is terminated during the term of the contract or at the end of the term of the contract. And we have circumstances whereby there's different treatment based on whether or not the district uses a hearing examiner or chooses to hear the case before the whole district. What I have passed out to you is this document on the front page. It says Standard of Review in Teacher Contract Cases. I don't know any way to simplify this except to say this. What we have provided is a substantial evidence review on the part of the school board and the commissioner in a continuing contract if the district uses a hearing examiner. If the district does not use a hearing examiner, then the board hears the case, or a subcommittee of the board, and there is a de novo review at the commissioner level. In a term contract, we have substantial evidence review at both the board and the commissioner level. Unless the teacher is terminated during the term, that is, not at the end of the term, in which case we have a de novo review with the commissioner. In a probationary contract, at the end of a probationary contract, there is no review. The teacher is given a hearing, but the hearing is simply for the purpose of advising that teacher what the cause was that the contract was not continued. But the very nature of probationary means that there is no appellate process. But during the term of the probationary contract, if that teacher is terminated, then the treatment is similar to a term contract. Now, I know that that's hard to follow, and the best job that I can do. I don't know any better way to go through this other than the what I just handed out to you, but I'll be glad to try to answer questions as you might have them. I move adoption of the amendment, Mr. President.
Following floor amendment to the amendment, Secretary will read the amendment to the amendment.
Floor Amendment 6A by Barrientos.
Chair recognizes the Senator from Travis, Senator Barrientos, for the amendment to the amendment.
Mr. President, members, I would hope you would listen up. Senate Bill 1, as written, as described by Senator Ratliff, is going to drastically reduce the rights of administrative appeal for employees and students. And that means that a district can establish a policy to provide certain rules and benefits for teachers and students. The district can then violate its own policy, and employees and students could not appeal to the Commissioner of Education for redress for their grievances. And those complaints would now clog up the court system if they go there even more. So my amendment preserves the employees' and the students' rights to appeal to the commissioner when their legal rights have been injured by a school district violation. It also includes language that was written by Senator Monford to authorize the Commissioner of Education to dismiss any frivolous appeals. Senator Lucio.
Thank you. Would the gentleman yield?
You yield to Senator Lucio from Cameron County, please.
He does. I appreciate you bringing that up, Senator. In other words, in your amendment, this would allow persons who are aggrieved by the actions of a school board to be able to appeal their concern to the Commissioner of Education. Under Senate Bill 1, I understand that can only appeal if the board did not follow state law. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Thank you.
You're very kind.
Senator Ratley, do you wish to be heard on the amendment to the amendment?
I do, Mr. President.
I beg your pardon. Senator Leonard, were you up? Was he up first?
Senator Ratley, you?
Well, I hadn't recognized him yet. I thought you were up to ask a question to Senator Barrientos.
Well, either one would do.
All right. Chair, Senator Barrientos, will you yield Senator Luna?
I yield.
He does.
I'm kind of confused with what is the bill and what is the amendment. The bill, as provided by Senator Ratliff, states that the school board may change a finding of fact.
No, Senator. That is Amendment 6B. We're on Amendment 6A. I will get on that one in a minute, and that's just as important, if not more. Coming along.
What does your amendment do? Tell me again.
It preserves the employees' and students' rights to appeal to the commissioner when their legal rights have been injured by the school district violation. And
right now, under Senator Ratliff's amendment, they would not have a right to appeal?
I'm advised that only if they violate state law, Senator.
If they violate state law, they can appeal. If they don't violate state law, they can't?
And also, if they violate their own school board's policies, there's no appeal.
And we're talking about students.
And employees.
And what?
And employees.
But we're not talking about teachers as employees.
Which, correct.
Non-classroom employees.
Correct.
Thank you.
It's a good amendment. Thank you.
Senator Ratliff, if you wish to be heard on the amendment to the amendment.
I do.
Chair, recognize you, sir.
Members, what this is, the issue that Senator Barrientos is discussing now is not what I talked about, and that is the teacher appellate process. He's talking about the fact, and we heard much testimony about this during the Joint Select Committee. We had recommendations from the commissioner at that time. What he's talking about is the fact that currently anyone who is aggrieved of anything that a school board does has the right to appeal that to the Commissioner of Education. Anyone aggrieved of anything, it doesn't make any difference. If they just disagree with them about the order of seating at the table, they have the right to appeal to the commissioner. No wonder the TEA is bogged down in red tape. As I have traveled around this state and people have talked to me about this monster TEA bureaucracy, one of the reasons is that this legislature has put things like this in the law and allowed anybody to aggrieve to the commissioner about anything. What we say is that a grievance to the commissioner has to be based on state law or rule. If it doesn't violate a state law or rule, it is a local decision. And I think that's what we're here about.
Mr. President.
I think that's what this whole issue is.
Senator.
Well, the kind Senator yield.
Senator, I will.
He'll yield, Senator.
Now, Senator Ratliff, I know you. You're a competitive son of a gun, and you like to win. But come on, let's come back down here a little bit and make this very clear for everybody. That all sounded kind of flowery and pretty and flighty.
Reasonable.
But, no. Now, are you saying that Senator Monford's work and his language don't mean anything with regards to what you said?
No, sir, I didn't say that at all.
I believe you did. Now, let me tell you what Senator Monford puts down there, and you tell me if it fits or not. In the new subsection, it authorizes the Commissioner of Education to dismiss, i.e., kick out, throw out, any frivolous appeals or any other without merit. Now, is that not reasonable, Senator?
The problem with that, Senator Barrientos, is that there is very little that would be considered frivolous because your language would allow an appeal to the commissioner based on any grievance. And so it couldn't be frivolous because the statute would allow an appeal based on any grievance. It doesn't have to be a violation of state law or rule.
Senator, that's the American way. I sure have a lot of trust in Dr. Moses to be able to flip those things out.
If Dr. Moses hears all these appeals, he won't have time to worry about the quality of education in Texas.
Well, I'm sure Dr. Moses is not going to hear every one of them, and I'm sure there's not going to be that many, and I'm sure he has adequate personnel to handle his work. Senator Monford's language is perfect, beautiful, works out, compromise, reasonable.
Mr. President, I move to table the amendment.
Member Senator from Travis has sent up an amendment to the amendment. Senator Ratliff has moved to table the amendment to the amendment. Secretary will call the roll. Senator Travis to close on his amendment.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Okay.
Members, there are some of these amendments coming through that are technical in nature and agreed to generally, but there are some amendments that I've told you before are going to be crucial to the teachers, to these employees, to you as senators, and most importantly to the students, to the children. This is one of them. Let me tell you very quickly again, Senate Bill 1 would drastically, under this section, reduce rights of administrative appeal for employees and students. That means that a district could establish a policy to provide certain rules. The district could then violate its own policy, and employees and students could not appeal to the commissioner for redress. So my amendment preserved the employees and the students' rights to appeal to the commissioner with their legal rights when their legal rights have been injured by the school district violation. And if any of them are flighty, are frivolous, are ridiculous, the most adequate, competent Commissioner of Education and or his staff will kick them out, zippity-doo. Vote no on the motion to table.
Senator Barrientos has sent up an amendment to the amendment. Senator Ratliff has moved to table. Do you wish to close on that motion? Senator Ratliff has moved to table. All those in favor of a motion to table, vote aye. Those opposed, vote no. As your name is called, Secretary will call the roll.
Armbrister, Barrientos, Bivens, Brown, Kane, Ellis, Gallegos, Galloway,
yes,
Harris,
aye.
Haywood, Henderson, Leadham, Lucio.
Wait till you see the next one.
Luna, Madla, Moncrief, Monford.
It's supposed to, sir.
I didn't see. Monford, I didn't see. Nelson, Nixon, Patterson, Ratliff, Rawson, Shapiro, Sibley, Sims, Truon, Turner, Wentworth, West, Whitmire, Zaffarini.
All right.
your language, Senator Monson.
There being 16 ayes and 14 noes, the motion to table prevails. Senator from Travis, we have Amendment 6B up here. It's Chair's understanding you were pulling that down.
No, sir.
Okay. We have a 6B and a 6C, both by you.
What is C? What? That's what this is, 6B.
Parliamentarian explains that they both do the same thing.
I'll take B.
Or try to.
I'll take B.
Okay. Following amendment, Secretary will read the amendment.
Okay.
Floor Amendment 6B by Barrientos.
Senator from Travis, Senator Barrientos, for an explanation of Amendment 6B.
Mr. President, members, Mr. President, I am advised that there was a typo that should be C, 6C as in.
Well, we have, that was what I was asking.
All
right. We have that one. Senator, they're not the same amendment, Senator.
C.
Very good.
You wish 6C? Okay. Senator from Travis withdraws Amendment 6B. Is there objection? Chair hears none. So ordered. Chair at this time lays out Amendment 6C. Secretary will read the amendment.
Members.
For Amendment 6C by Barrientos.
Senator from Travis for an explanation of Amendment 6C.
Thank you.
Is there inquiry?
State your inquiry.
I have a 6B in my packet.
That was Senator from Travis withdrew 6B.
Okay. And I don't
and
have a 6C.
It should be on your desk, Senator.
Oh, I see.
That's why you
said staff. I'll find it. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator from Travis for an explanation.
Mr. President, members, as I was saying, there are a few amendments around here that are heavy duty. This one means a whole lot to teachers. Members, as it's written, Senate Bill 1 allows school districts to use independent hearings examiners to review educators' appeals on termination cases. Now, those examiners determine the facts of the case and they make recommendations to affirm the termination or to reinstate the teacher based on those facts. Now, the board can reject the hearing examiner's findings, and I have no problem with that. They can do that. But members, Senate Bill 1 gives the school board the authority to change the findings of fact of the case. That sounds hard to believe, but if you'll turn to 414 in your bill,
okay, I'm going to do that.
It's very clear.
Yes, sir.
It reads, the Board of Trustees or Board Subcommittee may reject or change a finding of fact made by the hearing examiner.
Since we put off everything for today, it'll probably be at least 2 weeks for you. Unless you want to
changing the facts of a case, members.
Okay.
I think, I don't know about you, but I think that is an unacceptable power that could allow a board of trustees to twist, turn, distort, contort the facts of the case in whatever favor they want, and that's not right. My amendment simply prohibits a board from changing the facts of a case, and it also authorizes the commissioner to order the reinstatement and payment of all back pay owed to a teacher whose termination is overturned. And my amendment would allow a way for the school board to change some findings of fact only after reviewing the record of the proceedings before the hearing examiners. And that last aspect was wording that was developed with the expertise pen of Senator Montford.
Mr. President, Senator,
you want to be with the teachers? Give them a fair shot, members. Right now, they can't be here. They're out there with our kids.
Senator from Tarrant, for what purpose?
I have a question of the...
Senator from Travis, will you yield for a question? Senator from Tarrant?
I yield.
He yields, Senator.
Senator Barrientos, your amendment still allows the board to reject or change, or does not allow that? I'm not sure. Do you still allow them to reject?
If they agree with the hearings examiner. They can reject if the finding of fact is not supported by substantial evidence and before the hearings examiner.
How does that differ from what is in the bill, Senator? Maybe I'm just reading this wrong.
Well, bottom line, Senator Montgomery.
All right, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying. Substantial evidence.
It just doesn't run completely over and through the hearings examiner. Otherwise, why the heck have hearings examiners? Let the school board do the interviewing and the fact-finding and the decision-making and the whatever else.
Okay, thank you. We're
going to have hearings examiners. That's good, I think. And I think probably the teachers support that. But my goodness, if they're going to find the facts and then let the school board just change the facts, why do it? It's a waste of time and money.
Thanks, Senator.
Senator from Harris, for what purpose?
Will the gentleman yield?
Senator, we yield for a question. Senator from Harris.
I yield to my colleague from the Bayou City.
He yields, Senator.
Senator Barrientos, so I can get the facts right here. Let's say I'm a teacher, and for some reason the principal and I clash, and he or she suspends me or whatever. Then we go to the board for a hearing, or we go to a hearing examiner, or let's say the board.
A hearing examiner.
I bring my witnesses, the principal brings his witnesses, and I prevail. And the board writes up the findings, and under SB1, you're telling me that the board has the power to overrule those findings?
Not only do they have the power to overrule those findings, they have the power to change those findings without substantial evidence.
But I don't understand. What if I prevail, I win the case, the hearing examiner rules in my favor, the board has the right to overturn that?
Well, let's say there's a board member, you're the teacher. Let's say there's a board member that doesn't like mustaches, Senator. And I'll tell you what. And he convinces his colleagues or her colleagues to change the facts. Your mustache face is gone.
Well, let's say I'm the teacher that's fixing to retire to run for the board, for that board member's position. And then that board member has the right to under SB1, has the right to overturn?
Change the facts.
Is that what you're saying?
Change the facts.
Well, Senator, that's not right. Especially if I'm fixing to retire and going to run for that school board seat, that school board member under this bill has the power to overturn findings from a hearing examiner that ruled in my favor?
Senator, that's why countless teachers' organizations, the ones who represent 200,000 teachers, asked me to help and asked you to help by going with this amendment.
Well, Senator,
fair is fair.
Well, I can tell you that in the fire department, we have hearing examiners, and they rule, and they're protected. Obviously, under SB1, our teachers won't be protected under this clause. I support you,
Mr. Will the Senator yield for a question? Will the Senator yield for a question?
Senator from Harris, for what purpose?
Question.
Travis, would you yield for a question?
I yield to the kind gentleman from Harris.
Senator Barrientos, I'm looking at this trying to determine the difference between sufficient evidence and substantial evidence. Your standard is substantial evidence, and Senator Ratliff required sufficient evidence. And do you know the difference between the two, or is there one? Right there in your last sentence under C, 2C.
I thought you were an attorney.
You have sufficient? You see what I'm saying, Senator? Okay, Senator, I withdraw that question. Senator Ratliff tells me that he went from sufficient to substantial evidence as well.
Well, what you need to look at, Senator Ellis, is above that, in addition to being supported by substantial evidence, the paragraph above calls for the reviewing of the record proceedings before, in front of, the hearing examiners.
Okay. Yeah, he made the change in his amendment, the latest draft of it. He took out the reference to sufficient evidence, since that was a new burden of proof to us over on this side of the aisle. Thank you.
You're welcome, Senator.
Senator from Titus, for a motion.
Well, Mr. President, my reading of this, I don't think the item in the first part of this amendment changes anything. I'm not sure about all this indignance about the fact that the board can change the finding of fact, because Senator Barrientos' amendment says the board of trustees or board subcommittee may reject or change a finding of fact. I don't think we're talking about anything different here. Well, but the question was whether or not a board ought to be able to change a finding of fact. As to what method they go through to do that, and we can talk about that, but much of the conversation was whether they should be able to do that. Well, both of them say that they can do that. So and both of them now say, after item number 10 and my number 6 that we're debating here, changes sufficient evidence to substantial evidence, so we're the same there. I don't think that we've got any great problems in the first part. Let me tell you a few of the problems in the rest of the amendment, though. Down in the line that says, in the third line of section 3 of the amendment, where it strike lines 16 through 27 on page 415 and lines 1 through 6, if you strike lines 1 through 6, this deletes the commissioner's ability to affirm a board's decision. He didn't even have the ability to affirm a board's decision. Later on, when we talk about determination by commissioner, the commissioner shall review the hearing examiner's finding of fact. He doesn't even have a chance to review the board's disagreement with that finding of fact, even if the board found substantial evidence. He can only look at the examiner's finding of fact. Down in item 4 in proposed section 21.320 Education Code Committee printing, strike lines 26 through 27, this deletes a court review on substantial evidence. I'm not sure how to address all this. I don't think we have all that great a problem with the first part, but we've got lots of problems with the amendment as it's written. Mr. President, I move to table the amendment.
Senator Barrientos has sent up amendment to the amendment 6C. Senator Ratliff moves to table the amendment. Senator from Travis Weeks to speak against the motion to table.
Mr. President, members, listen closely. Right now, the bill as it stands if you'll just follow with me and try to hold Senator Ratliff's thoughts and statements over here to the side. See if this makes sense as you read along. Right now, this bill allows the district to use hearings examiners to review a teacher's appeals on termination cases. Now, those examiners, they determine the facts of the case and they make recommendations as to a termination or a reinstatement. Now, as it's written, that board can reject the hearing examiner's findings, and that's fine. The problem comes in is that they can change the findings of fact. And that would allow our members to twist the facts, distort the facts, and all my amendment does is prohibit a board from changing the facts of a case, and it authorizes the commissioner to order the reinstatement and back pay to a teacher whose termination is overturned.
The Senator yields for a question.
And finally, I think what Senator Montford is going to get to, and the language that he helped write, it would allow a way for the school board to change some findings of fact, but only after reviewing the record of the proceedings in front of the hearing examiners. That's all it does. I yield, Senator Montford.
Senator, I'm trying to keep this paperwork clear now. Your floor amendment is 6C. Is that correct?
Correct.
And let me correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm reading 6C. It says the Board of Trustees or Board's subcommittee may reject or change a finding of fact made by the hearing examiner only after reviewing the record of the proceedings before the hearing examiner and only if the finding of fact is not supported by substantial evidence. Now, is that the amendment that you're talking about that you are advocating? Because I'm confused where you say that he says they can change it, but it appears this amendment says they can change it too. Or are you basing that on an evidentiary standard? That's what I'm trying to
say. That's right. You can. It says the same thing up to that point. But then thereafter, as per your recommended language, proceedings before the hearing examiner and only if the finding of fact is not supported by substantial evidence.
So he said he agreed to the substantial, I thought. Did I hear that?
And in front of, before the hearing examiner? I don't think that's in his language.
No, mine says, after reviewing the record of the proceedings before the hearing examiner.
Senator, I am reminded that you helped us draft that language.
Yeah, I just want to.
And I agreed with it, and I believe in you, so I put it in my amendment because it's good stuff.
Well, I think if y'all would have a meeting of the minds, this one would go okay. Because I'm looking at his 10th revision or whatever, and it looks to me about like the only difference is substantial, and it's not the one that's in the book, is it? It is? Okay.
Senator Montford, my concern is this. Let's say the hearing examiner has the finding of fact, but the school board, for whatever reason, changes the finding of fact, and then that educator, that teacher, appeals. But upon the appeal, they can only look back at the official finding of fact that the school board changed, and that's not right. And that's what I'm trying to change.
I don't think that that's what I guess I'm confused here, but
yeah.
Is it your concern that he's got to review the whole record? I mean, I'm just trying to get with clarity what you're advocating, because even in your amendment, you say they may change it.
They may change it upon substantial evidence and in front of the hearings examiner.
Okay.
So that the hearings examiner may not just be run over and cast aside. That's my concern. My concern, Senator Montford, is that if you're going to have a hearings examiner, they're going to pay those folks, they're going to take the time and energy to do that, pay attention to them. Why change their stuff if there's no substantial evidence and do it in front of them?
Well, I think we're in agreement. Could we, if we could meet in the middle or you come over here, I think we're okay on this. You got a minute?
Trust me.
Well,
I'll tell you what, Senator. Mr. President, we may be saying the same thing. Why don't we pull that down, go to the next ones, and we'll come back on that and see if we can have a meeting of the mind.
Okay.
Mr. President, Senator, if there is a motion to table up there, I'll pull it down.
Okay. Senator from Titus withdraws his motion to table. Senator Barrientos temporarily lays on the table Amendment 6C. Is there objection? Chair hears none. So ordered. Chair is pleased to recognize Deputy Commissioner Sally Kane, wife of Senator David Kane. Sally is Deputy Commissioner with the United States Department of Education. Thank you, Sally, for being with us today. Chair, at this time, withdraws from the table Amendment 2. Is there objection? Chair hears none. So ordered. Amendment 2 is now before us. Chair at this time lays out Amendment 2. Chair at this time lays out Amendment to the amendment.
The gag.
Floor amendment.
Recognize it's Amendment 2F. Secretary will read the amendment.
Floor Amendment 2F by Gallegos.
Chair will recognize Senator Gallegos for an explanation.
Thank you. And Mr. President, members, this was the amendment that we withdrew and then worked it out with the author. But it requires that districts that provide transportation 2 miles and above and gives the school district the flexibility to provide transportation to students who live in a hazardous area. It is acceptable to the author. And I move adoption.
Mr. President.
All right, Senator from Harris County, will you yield to Senator from Harris County?
Yes, I do.
He does.
Are you telling me that they would have, say, 80 students that live in what has been called a hazardous area, and they will receive the funds for those 80 children for the transportation from the hazardous area, and then they may then further say, no, we're going to cut it down to 20.
Well, this is all permissive. This is made.
I know, but is it permissive for them to get the funds and then use them for another purpose?
No. No, sir.
Well, why do you have a made? It seems to me by reading is that you're saying they're qualified for the funds and then the school district is going to be left with the nonsense.
This is strictly flexible.
But the flexible includes the option of not providing the service and taking the money for that service.
This is strictly flexibility on the transportation, but on how they transport.
Flexibility would be if they say, no, we don't want the money and we won't provide service. That's flexibility. But flexibility that say, yes, we'll take the money, but then we won't use the service, that's not flexibility, Senator. And I don't know who agreed with you, but I certainly don't.
Well, I respectfully disagree with you, Senator.
Did Senator Ratliff agree with you?
Yes, he did.
First, Buck, wrong. Members, I don't know how it can be read otherwise. And he is not saying that I'm misconstruing. My construction is, and Senator Ratliff listened to these, he has said that you've agreed. They've agreed that a school district that is receiving funds to transport children from hazardous areas may take those funds yet not provide the service. And I don't know how you...
Mr. President, may I be recognized? I'll try to clarify this matter.
All right. Chair, at this time, recognize the senator from Titus on the amendment to the amendment.
Members, here's the situation. Under current law, school districts are allowed, are told that they may interpret, they may define what is a hazardous area. Once they make that determination, then they are allowed to count that number of linear student miles in their formula to be reimbursed. We're doing away with the linear student formula. We're giving school districts money simply based on student density district-wide. What this amendment says is, in return for that, you must transport students who are over 2 miles, but you may transfer, transport students within that 2 miles in a hazardous area, since they're the ones that determine what is hazardous to start with.
My question is,